Hi, my name is Grace, and I'm here with fellow sophomores Anya, Josie, Maddie, and McKenna. In this episode, we will be talking about the world hunger crisis. Food is a necessity to life, but many still do not have access to reliable, nutritious food. 12.9% of the world is hungry. This is approximately 842 million people. This can lead to poverty, homelessness, disease, and difficulty obtaining education.
Approximately 9 million people die of hunger each year. This is more than the death total for malaria, AIDS, and tuberculosis combined.
Oh dear.
That's very sad.
Yes.
Well, why is the number so high?
I don't, because a lot of people don't have access to food. Why is that?
I think, well, there's natural disasters that will reduce the yield a farmer will make, and so there's less food then that way, and sometimes war or conflict will not allow people, or certain societies don't give women the same rights, and so they don't get as much food, so there's hunger there.
And climate change is, like, a really big issue, because, like, the people who live on, like, coasts, like, a lot of them, like, depend on, like, the fish, and the fish are, like, dying off, so...
Yeah.
That's their lack of food sources.
Well, isn't it over 60% of the world that is hungry is women, and women are 2 times more likely to suffer from malnutrition than men? Do you have any thoughts on, like, why that is?
Well, I mean, it's, like, a common known fact that women are more affected by hunger than men, so it's kind of going along with how patriarchal societies, they don't really see women as equals to men,
mm-hmm.
So they see that they're more dominant, or that's how they look at it.
Yeah, I think they view the men as more important in the society because they're the quote-unquote providers of the family.
They're the dominant ones that, provide for everything.
Yeah, and so before they can even try to extinguish the hunger problem, we need to, like, change the
gender
opinion,
roles.
The gender roles in a lot of these societies.
I also feel like that since women are, like, do most of the, like, cooking and cleaning in the house, they, like, take care of their children first, they, like, forget that they need food, and they just kind of give it to the kids to help them and, like, make sure that they have enough to eat and they're not hungry, and they just kind of, like, forget, like, oh, I need to eat too, like, I need food.
Yeah. But even then, children are still going hungry, even with their mothers taking extra care of them. So, like, how widespread is the child hunger across the world?
3.1 million children go hungry each year. 40% of preschool age children are anemic. 51 million children under 5 have stunted growth. And in Guatemala, 1 in 2 children suffer malnourishment.
It's really sad.
It's kind of crazy to think about how whenever we're hungry, we have the option to go get food, or it's right in our fridge.
Right.
And that we waste so much of it, and that we don't really think about what other kids go through, like, around the world.
Yeah, and, like, when you're a kid and, like, you're still growing up, and so, like, you need that food, like, more than ever when you're, like, growing and, like, developing as a person, so...
Yeah. Like, if you're hungry, it's harder for you to focus, and it's like if they have the ability to go to school, they aren't going to be able to remember maybe as much of
the
stuff.
Or take it as seriously because they're going to be more focused on how they're feeling and what's going on around them.
Or, like,
them.
Stunted growth, like, that affects them later into life because if you go to work, you know, on a factory or a farm, that might inhibit your ability to work as efficiently, and so it's just going to all... It just causes so many problems back in life, and it all is, like, stemming from a lack of food.
Right, and, like, what Maddie said about how we can just go to the grocery store anytime, or, like, it's already in our fridge, we already have food, like, and we waste a lot of it. And, like, in an average day, how much food do you think that, like, you guys waste?
Well, I know personally, like, my family, we waste a lot of food because we get, like, a bunch of vegetables because we're trying to, like, eat, like, green. And, like, then when we don't use them, like, we just throw them out because it's like, oh, we didn't use them well. We'll have to get more next week, and then we keep doing it over and over, not realizing that we're getting too much food. Or, like, we'll, like, go to the restaurant, and, like, I usually don't eat all of my food that I get. So, we get leftovers, and I usually don't eat the leftovers. So then I'll be like, oh, Dad, like, here are my leftovers. And he'll be like, I don't want them now.
Yeah.
So then, like, we'll just never, like, end up eating them. And then it just kind of goes to waste. And then it's, like, hard.
I feel like people who have these opportunities to get food are kind of greedy in a way because they always think that they need more than they actually do.
Yeah.
And I never really thought about it before because I never knew how much food was wasted and how much, like, kids our age and people just around the world who have more opportunities waste.
Yeah, like,
it's horrible.
In 2010, the U.S. wasted 133 tons of food, which added up to, like, $161 billion. Like, that's just an absurd amount of money that people are just not using.
Do you think it'll ever be fixed, though?
I think it takes mindfulness. Like, maybe instead of just throwing away the stuff, the food that you don't like, just try to think about how many people would love to have that because that might be their only meal for the day.
But people get, like, really greedy because they're like, oh, yeah, I need to eat all this green so I can stay healthy. But then they'll, like, buy all this, like, healthy, like, greens, but they never end up eating them because they always, like, reserve it to junk food.
I guess a lot of people aren't greedy in the way, too, because most people aren't aware of the problem or how big it is.
Yeah, I think that's why, like, one of the biggest, the best steps to trying to solve some of this is just educating people on how much they waste and how they can fix it because they're just ignorant. They don't know.
Right.
They just don't know.
And not only that, but, like, how much you really actually need to sustain yourself. Like, you don't need to be buying excessive amounts of food for, like, a week and then, like, not even be able to eat any of it, you know? Like, just, like, I feel like people don't understand, like, how much calories they really intake in a day.
Yeah.
And so they tend to either overeat or buy too much and not eat at all.
Yeah, well, like, people, like, they, like, kind of buy in bulks.
Whereas
then they think it's going to last them a while, but it really doesn't. And then you got, like, all that food that just gets wasted.
Yeah, their eyes are bigger than their stomachs.
Yeah.
But I think the other thing that can help is, like, if you just make a small sacrifice, like, maybe you do eat a certain amount of food and that's fine, but if you just try to be mindful and maybe have a little bit less and donate that food you would have to somebody else, that can really help as well.
Also, I think the problem is, like, healthier food is, like, getting harder and harder to get, and it gets more expensive, and when it comes down, like, junk food's easier. Like, you can get chips and candy, and it's, like, cheaper. Like, most of the time, like a family-sized bag of chips is, like, $1.80. Like, that's cheaper than, like, a lot of, like, vegetables and stuff. And it's not, like, good food. It's not nutritious. It's just, like, food that you can get, but, like, it's not gonna help you in the long run.
Right, and, like, everyone in poverty, they have, like, $1.80 a day, so I mean, like, that unhealthy food isn't really all that they can get, and so they're not healthy either, so it's kind of just a vicious cycle.
It's also kind of, well, people who've grown up in poverty and they eat unhealthily, like, if they grow up like that, they probably won't know the difference from what's good for them and what's bad for them, so they won't even, it's just,
they, like, won't know what to change.
Yeah.
Like, how do they change their lifestyle from something they've always known to, like, a healthier, like, improved life on how to, like, I don't know, like, get better and eat better foods and stuff.
Plus, like, Grace, you said how, like, your family would buy vegetables and then it would go bad in the fridge. Like, there's not as big of a risk for that happening when you have junk food. So if you kind of stockpile when you have, you know, a sale or something like that, a family that is desperate for food, they don't have to worry about having some way to preserve their fruit or vegetables because the junk food has a longer shelf life.
Also, I feel like the people with, like, my family, we know that, like, our family is, like, able to get a bunch of fruit and stuff because we know how to, like, keep it and maintain it in, like, our fridge, but some people might not have that, or have this space to be, like, oh, I don't have room for vegetables. Like, I don't have a big fridge. Like, I can't do it, like, there's no way. So they might leave them out and then they get bad faster or things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so, like, with the amount of people who don't have, like, access to reliable meals, like, what do you think people do to help? Or, like, what do you think, like,
well,
would happen if it was excessive amounts of help that was given?
Well, I mean, like, food pantries, it's a well-known thing, and almost everybody knows about a food pantry. So if they know about it, and there really hasn't been much progress from it, like, it doesn't really make sense. Like, how much more can people help if they're not choosing to help?
Right. Like, imagine if people had donated a lot of money to organizations like Badger Prairie Needs or, like, other food pantries in Madison. Like, that would help so many more people.
Because you want, like, people, when they donate, they're honestly pushed to donate. They won't freely go and do it.
I think the biggest thing to change that is education. Like, you can use social media to try to make people aware of just how big a problem is and, like, just how much food pantries need your help, because a lot of times I think people are like, well, other people donate to the food pantry, so I don't need to. They're doing fine on their own. But if you kind of just get the word out, eventually people will realize that it is a big problem, that it's going to take a lot of collaboration to get it off, to fix this problem. Mm-hmm. It's not going to be something that just a select few people help, and it's going to be solved.
What do you think teenagers like us could do? Like, what's the next step for us?
We can, like, volunteer at, like, the organizations, like, pantries, or at our high school, we have food drives where we collect different food, and then we bring it to the food pantry for those in need.
Mm-hmm. I also saw one thing that the school is doing is that, like, in the K-Wing, one day when I was down there, they have this table during lunch, and you can get, like, sack lunches with a sandwich, applesauce, carrots, apples, I think, or something like that. And, like, whatever, like, packaged food that they don't eat, they can put it on the table for people, because they can't, like, resell it. And so they put it on the table, and they can give it to the people who, like, really need it or, like, can't afford to get, like, lunches. They can get, like, what people don't. So, like, this, like, with food waste, like, they can go down by just, like, a little bit by, like, starting in their school.
Right, and, like, in our school, there's so many kids who, like, the free and reduced meal lunch that they have, like, that's the only meal that they get. So, like, you know, like, in the summers and stuff, or weekends, when they don't get to come to school and get that meal, like, what happens? There's, like, nothing for them. And so I feel like it would be really good if there was more encouragement to help those in need and to volunteer.
Yeah. You could also try to do, like, bigger steps. Like, you can try to petition lawmakers if you go door to door and try to convince people to change these policies, because the UN resolution is called the right to food.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, countries don't consider food a right that's protected by the government. It's just, even though it's a necessity to life. And so if you can, like, figure out a way to gather enough signatures, that can spur change on a much more drastic level that can really make some great change. Not that being mindful of wasting food and spreading the word isn't good, but that if you can change a policy, that can really
makes a bigger effect.
Yeah, it has a much bigger effect.
And you can, like, gather people, like, from your community and set up your own food drive. Because you just really need to, like, get people who are willing to go out and buy food for food pantries, and that way they can give out that food for people who really need it.
Yeah, also, like, I know that last year my family and I, we decided instead of getting, like, bigger gifts for, like, our family, we did, like, small gifts, and the gift was, like, giving back to people. And so me and my sister, we rang bells with, what's the charity?
Salvation Army.
With the Salvation Army, and we, like, rang bells. And, like, that actually, like, helped, because we did it for, like, 2 hours just ringing a bell. Like any people that were walking the street, hey, do you want to donate to, like, the Salvation Army? Like, it's going for our families and needs. And, like, the like, leader or whatever, they, like, contacted my mother, and they said, yeah, like, just by standing there for 2 hours, you helped 4 to 5 families get food for a Christmas dinner, and you actually, like, improved it so they don't have to worry about, like, food, and, like, their kids are gonna get fed that night.
Yeah, and, like, during the holidays, you can also, like, a lot of these places have meal, like, community meals you can go and serve food at, and so you're getting involved and just helping some people find a warm meal that they might not get anywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Like, that little joy of getting food from, like, even, like, a stranger, like, when they're going there, like, oh, I can get warm food, but is there actually people going to be there? Like, to see a face, to talk to them, like, can actually help, too. To, like, oh, people actually care and are willing to help out.
In conclusion, world hunger continues to be one of the biggest problems in our world, and it will take every single person stepping up and helping to eliminate hunger and malnutrition in the world to eradicate it.
Also, the UN resolution states food is a basic right and is a necessity to life. Women and children are often left defenseless in their cultures. So we need to focus on our actions to provide them with reliable, nutritious food. As teenagers, we can help make a change by spreading the word and educating and doing small actions like not wasting our food or donating our time or extra money. Thanks for spending time with us. See you soon.